The Dean Show. Bismillah, alhamdulillah, assalamu alaikum, peace be unto you. Welcome to the Dean Show, and we greet you with the greetings that are the best of greetings. Jesus greeted his followers with peace. Moses, Abraham, and all the messengers of God, and the last and final messenger sent to mankind, the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. And we always have an exciting show for you, and today's not an exception because we have our guests all the way from Bosnia. Bosnia, we want to know a little bit about Bosnia. They got a lot of Muslims there. People think, oh, Bosnia is the Arab right in the desert, Turkish, this, that, and the other. No, we got some Caucasian, white skin, blue eyes, and we're going to learn about them today with our special guest, Dr. Rais Mustafa Cherish, the Grand Mufti of Bosnia. We'll be right back.
This is the Dean Show.
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 This is the Dean
Show. This is the Dean Show.
This is the Dean Show.
This is the Dean Show.
This is the Dean Show.
Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam.
Peace be with you.
Peace be with you too. Assalamu alaikum.
How are you, Dr. Rais Mustafa Cherish?
Very good to see you.
I thank you so much. I know you're very busy. Now, many of us are busy, but you're extra busy. You're visiting us here in America, and you did like a tour of how many masjids?
Five.
When are you going back to Bosnia?
Tomorrow, inshallah.
Tomorrow. Thank you so much. May God Almighty, the Creator, Allah, reward you for finding the time to be with us.
Thank you very much. Nice being in Chicago.
You know, the Dean Show is dedicated to help clear the many misconceptions, the false fallacies that people have. There's a lot of Islamophobia out here, and we're trying to show people what Islam is really about. Islam is really about, you know, sharing this message of peace with the world, you know? So people such as yourself who are out there, you know, in the media, people look up to you, and we want to get some of your advice. Many people think that Islam is something that is an Arab riding into the desert, you know, has, you know, connotations with terrorism and all these other things. So when they tune in and they hear what we have to say, they're like, you know what? Islam is not that bad. And many people accept it. So, but now, when we mention Bosnia, some people have never, for our American viewers, they've never heard of Bosnia. So we're going to get a little lesson for you today. Can you tell us, we've heard this word, Bosniaks, Bosnia. What is this?
Well, I don't know whether we can tell the story about Bosnia, a story of 1,000 years of Bosnian history, of which is 600 years of Islam. And this year we are celebrating 11 centuries of Bosnian statehood and the Bosnian history of multiculturalism, tolerance of different religions, traditions, languages, and so on. But when we come to Islam, we want to remind your viewers that all the religions that claim divinely inspired revelations came from the east, and even the sun is rising from the east, as we know. So three Abrahamic religions that claim the source of the book Tawrat, Torah, and Injil, the Gospel, and the Quran, which are the first covenant, the second covenant, and the last covenant. So the prophets of Adam, Abraham, Ibrahim, Nuh, Musa, Isa, and Muhammad, peace be upon all of them, these prophets made history or made changes in the humanity. All of these prophets are the common ground and common share of Islam, Christianity, and Judaism. Now, if we say that all religions came from the East, that means there was no prophet that God has sent to Europe. and there is no European prophets. They are all from the same area, which is the Middle East or Palestine or Mecca, as we know. So there is no one, there is no geography priority for any religion in Europe. We are equal in the geographical terms. So we in the West or in Europe were waiting for the messages and messengers who came from the East. So some of us in Europe did hear the message of Isa, Musa, and some of us heard the message of the Prophet Muhammad, but they are all the same. Historically, we have these three religions that are named by Christianity by the person Isa, and Judaism also by Yehud. But Islam is not named by a person, it is named by an abstract idea which contains the very meaning of peace, because the root of Islam came from Sin Mim Lam, which means peace. So Islam means peaceful submission to God, and Muslim means peaceful man, literally. Now we can talk later why, how it happened that the Muslim became the just the opposite to this. Now, when we come to talk about Islam and Europe, we have to remember that Islam, as Christianity and Judaism, arrived in Europe at a certain time, in certain conditions, first in the beginning of a century in the Iberian Peninsula, which is the Spain, or the old name, it's called Andalusia, and it lasted for 8 centuries. In 1492, both the Christians, both the Muslims and Jews were expelled. And by the way, the Christians who have been expelled from the Iberian Peninsula in 1492 arrived into Sarajevo and were received by Muslims and saved by Muslims, together with their Passover book called the Haggadah, which is known now as the Sarajevo Haggadah. So I am proud, as a grandchild of my grandfathers, who did not, they were not afraid of Universal Declaration of Human Rights. They were not afraid of the so-called international watchers for the violation of human rights, but they acted on the basis of their religion, Islam, and they helped the Jews who were expelled from Spain or Andalusia at the time. Now, when Islam ended his mission in the Iberian Peninsula, the light of Islam was in a candle in the Balkan Peninsula, which is the 14th century, and it has arrived into Bosnia and Herzegovina in 1463, where the Bosniaks, they are called Dobri Bošnjani or the Good Bosniaks, have accepted Islam in totality, and especially noble Bosnian families, because previously they were practicing dualism of religion, and they were not very prone of the clergy. And when Islam came, it was introduced to them as a natural religion that they accepted. So from that time until now, we have Islam in Bosnia and Herzegovina with a rich tradition.
Now, before we go to break, I heard an interesting story. Now, tell me, is this true that at one point in time you had those who were following Christ, Jesus, peace be upon him, who no Muslim is a Muslim unless he believes in Jesus, that he was one of the mightiest messengers of God? Correct. Now, at this point, they were in this region, and they were called, what I was told, and we'll, you take off from here, Bogomis. that they didn't accept God being three in a Trinity or God being a man. They only wanted to worship the creator and not the creation. And when Islam came, the submission to the will of God, they accepted wholeheartedly. Is this true?
Well, I wouldn't say definitively about it.
Is that right? Bogo means, how do you translate that?
But Bogo means they were the people who practiced their own religion within the frame of Christianity at the time, mm-hmm. with their particular interpretation of the of Christianity, which did not understand very well Trinity as such. So we can say that Bogomils were treated as heresy at the time because they were not fully with the in accordance with what Vatican was teaching and preaching.
They were holding on to Unitarianism, the belief in only one God.
Yes.
And that's what Islam is all about, the belief in one God. We'll be right back with more with Grand Mufti, Dr. Reis Mustafa Cherish, here on The Dean Show.
He is the maintainer.
You say that you do not believe in Jesus, you have stepped outside of Islam. You cannot be a Muslim. It is a tenet of our faith to believe in and love Jesus Christ.
I would say this thing that you just told me, it's not in the scripture. And they would say, a marginal note added by a scribe, yeah, okay, we know that. And I'd be thinking, if you know this is not the Bible, why are you preaching it as if it's gospel truth?
And if we're going to worship something, I figured I might as well worship the creator instead of any of the creations.
Now, you know, upon investigating all the religions, I remember finding out the meaning of what Islam is, what a Muslim is. Those who surrender themselves to God is a Muslim. Those who surrender, submit to God, God's will. That is it. Islam was pure. It was just, you just pray to God, your creator.
I am not afraid to stand alone. If Allah is by my side, I am not afraid to stand alone. I am not afraid to stand alone. If Allah is by my side, I am not afraid to stand alone. I am not afraid to stand alone. If Allah is by my side, I am not afraid to stand alone.
Back here on The Dean Show with the Grand Mufti, Dr. Reis Mustafa Cherish. Now, for some people that they don't know, you know, when we say Grand Mufti, can you tell us a little bit, you know, about yourself and what are some of your tasks and your roles that you perform back in Bosnia and all over the world, actually? Your responsibilities.
The Grand Mufti is known to all Muslims. He is the, you know, the Mufti is the first Muslim intellectual. The Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, was the Mufti. And the Mufti is the one who is spreading the knowledge and education, and he is professing to the pupils and students and people about certain ideas. And in this case, Mufti is an intellectual who is shaping the minds of people who want to listen and to seek advice from him. So the difference between the Mufti and the Qadi is that the Mufti is the man of the opinion. He is the man of intellect, of intellectualism, while the Qadi is the one who is implementing by force some of the fatwas that are issued by Mufti. So the Mufti is the one who has no the power, who doesn't have the power of execution. He has the power only of teaching, educating, and spreading goodwill among the people and giving the advice upon the question on about certain issues. So the Grand Mufti is the spiritual source or reference for the Muslim who wants to know about his religion properly in all aspects of religious life, whether it is worship or legal opinions or the social issues, even political issues. So in my case, as the Grand Mufti of Bosnia and Herzegovina, or the title of the Re'isul Ulema, is the reference to the highest authority, religious Islamic authority, for the Muslim community in Bosnia and Herzegovina, Sanjak or Serbia, Croatia, Slovenia, and partly the Montenegro. So the Islamic authority that is stationed in Bosnia and Herzegovina, the headquarter of, is not only for Bosnia but also for all Bosniaks in particular in Bosnia and Herzegovina and outside. So why this institution is very important? It is important because we, our fathers and grandfathers, have adopted Hanafi mazhab. And in accordance to the Hanafi mazhab, the Juma prayer is not valid without the permission or the license of the Khalifa or the Sultan. Since we don't have now Khalifa, after the Berlin Congress, when Bosnia was annexed by the Austro-Hungarian Empire, the Sheikhul Islam of Istanbul issued a manshur, the document by way of which he legitimized for the Muslim community that they can have their own religious head, supreme head in Bosnia and Herzegovina, that will take the responsibility of Khalifa or the Sultan, meaning that he will issue ijaza, license, to each and every imam and each and every khatib to be able to preach Islam in the mosque, so that we don't go astray and do not misrepresent Islam and mispreach. So this is why we are in Bosnia and Herzegovina united community. This is why we are institutionalized, and this is why we are uniformed, and we don't have any religious disturbance based on internal Muslim intolerance that you have, for example, in other places, because we are very disciplined in that. So my responsibility as Grand Mufti, by the merit of receiving the manshur, is that Muslims gave me the authority to execute or to apply the Sharia rules that are connected to the way we are worshiping, the way we are teaching our religion, which is based on peace and tolerance and understanding of each other.
And that's what Islam is all about. Islam says love all mankind, and that's why we're sharing, because we care. And we want to get this message out to the world, because purpose of life, you know, everybody has that God-given right to know why
that's
they've been
correct.
Created, where they're going when they die, and what is pleasing to the Creator. So we, as those who obviously have chosen to submit only to God, worshiping the Creator, not a stick, not a stone, not a man, not a monkey, not an elephant, no one but the Creator, and not his creation, and following the teachings of the last and final messenger, the same way if we were living during the time of Jesus, we would have been following him or Moses or Abraham, but it just so happens to be that Prophet Muhammad is the last and final messenger. So it doesn't matter if you're Italian, Greek, Serbian, Croatian, if you want to submit to God, you can submit to God and be a Muslim. But tell us now, in that neck of the woods, in that region here, you know, some sad events happened. You know, there was a genocide, and people who were declaring that, I just want to worship God, who were living as Muslims, you know, people know it was war-torn Bosnia. It used to be Yugoslavia, then it split up. Can you tell us just in briefly, what's going on to prevent something like that happening, that sad event that innocent men, women, and children were being killed? How can people be more aware to create awareness of this to prevent this from ever... It happened like 11 times, is that true? to prevent it from happening for the 12th time. We're almost out of time. So in short, what can people do? You know, and like I said, we got love for all mankind, so we want the best for everybody. But we just want people to be aware so we can try to help this, prevent this from happening again.
Well, everyone can do a lot. I can speak what Muslims should do. First of all, we have iman, which is the notion of security inside. So the mu'min, the one who is a trustworthy, who is spreading the security outside in the public sphere, is the one who has the security and self-confidence in himself. So first of all, you have to be clear in your mind, which means that the tolerance comes as a sign of strength. Intolerance is the sign of your weakness. So if you know who you are, you know your identity, you know the purpose of life, and you know the value of humanity and the human beings, you have no need to be intolerant to others. You, on the contrary, you like to see different people living with you and you sharing your experience. Now, once we establish our self-confidence in our mind, in our heart, then Islam teaches us that you have to spread the peace. And Muslim is the... Islam means submission, but this is not a full meaning of Islam. Islam means peaceful submission. There cannot be submission by compulsion. This is why we have this principle in Islam, La ikraha fid din, there is no compulsion in religion. This was the historic affirmative action in 8th century that Islam brought to the mankind. So when we say Islam is a submission, we have to add all the time that it is peaceful submission. And the Muslim means literally a peaceful man. Now, how it became that the Muslim, not every Muslim is a terrorist, but every terrorist is a Muslim somehow.
You're up on what's going on, yeah.
Yes. This is partly Muslims are responsible themselves, and partly because Muslims are hated by some people without any reason. So we cannot change those who hate Islam and Muslims, but we can change ourselves. So that means we should not do foolish things and then damage the meaning of Islam. And we should learn that only God accepts your religion if you are accepting it peacefully, and your submission to God, if it is peaceful, God will accept it, because God himself is as-salam. He is peace himself. So if you force somebody to become a Muslim, this is why we have this statement in the Quran, La ikraha fid din. It came as a result because one father came to the Prophet and said, I forced my son to accept Islam from Christianity. And Prophet Muhammad told him, no, you should not do this, because God told you that there is no compulsion in Islam. And then finally we have this concept of ihsan, which came from the word hasan, which means beauty. So, and when Prophet was asked, what is ihsan, he said, and tu'mina billahi ka'annaka tarahu wa in lam tarahu fa innahu yarak. The ihsan, which is righteousness, this is well-being, this is good and goodness, means that you should worship God as if you see him, because if you don't see God, God sees you. So that means your righteousness must come from your motivation, that you do this not because people praises you only, but because God is seeing you, what you are doing, and therefore you are beautiful, you are smiling, you are spreading the peace and security around the world, because God is appraising you for that, not because somebody is going to right that you are violating human rights. No, because God is pleased that you are spreading the kindness, the goodness, the peace, the security around the world. Now, this is what we Muslims have to learn, and this is what we Muslims have to teach others about our religion. Security, Iman, peace, Al-Islam, and beauty, goodness, righteousness, Al-Ihsan.
Sheikh, we'll take a break, and we'll be right back to close it up. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Everybody, in deep down, they believe that there is a God.
Yeah.
And as much as they deny it.
If God exists, and he does, if God sends prophets, and he does, if God reveals books, and he does, should he not tell me how to live my life? Doesn't that make sense?
They feel more secure and safe now inside the religion of Islam than they ever felt out in the streets.
The best way to bring true profound happiness, true profound peace, true profound tranquility is by following the guidance that God has given.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
See for yourself what Islam has to say, because it really is the path to happiness and truth in life.
It comes to you the truth and the attribute of the one who created you, that he's one and alone running this universe, that he doesn't become born, he doesn't die, he doesn't eat and go to the bathroom. This is not God.
The problem here is,
it
doesn't make sense. Who was Jesus worshiping?
Because it's recorded in the Gospels. Despite all of the other issues about the Gospels, we put those aside, we just say it's mentioned there that Jesus worshiped God.
One who protects us from hunger.
I am not afraid to stand alone. I am not afraid to stand alone. If Allah is by my side, I am not afraid to stand alone. I am not afraid to stand alone. If Allah is by my side, I am not afraid to stand alone. I am not afraid to stand alone. If Allah is by my side, I am not afraid to stand alone.
Back here on The Dean Show, thank you for tuning in. Thank you again for being with us. We have just a few more questions that I want to ask you. I'm going to go off on a tangent real quick. Have you ever had a chance, you know, I listen to you talk also in Bosnian. I speak broken Bosnian, but I understand better. And it's very nice to hear you listen. You really get the people comfortable. You get them smiling and laughing. You're serious also at the same time. Have you ever had a chance to sit, I'm sure you have, but with some atheists, people that don't believe in God? And how do you, like, refute this? Or how do you deal, have you dealt with an atheist? Someone who just, like, you know what, they're confused, or they say, I don't believe in God. What do you like to tell an atheist?
Well, I don't believe that there are people who don't believe. There is a book recently was released about the face of faceless. Mm-hmm. You know, there are no people that don't have face, because you see, even in the language, when we say theist and atheist, what is atheist? The atheist is the one who is denying faith. So how can you deny something if it doesn't exist? I mean, you can deny something that is already exists. So when we have to change the perception of an atheist, and but we know that there are people who are not sure about the existence of God, and they are called agnostics. That means that those who think that this is not possible to know whether God exists or not, and therefore they are indifferent or they don't want to tackle this. But on the other hand, if you meet somebody who is disputing with you about your faith, I think you should be patient about it. It is level, as the Quran told us, if somebody faced you like challenging your faith, you should say to him, salam, and you should walk humbly and just go your way. And God has told us that خَلَقْنَاكُمْ فَمِنْكُمْ كَافِرٍ فَمِنْكُمْ مُؤْمِنٍ. God has created all men, and some of them are believers, mm-hmm. are disbelievers, and some of them believers. So we humans have freedom to choose, اختيار. But the freedom of choice for in Islamic understanding is not your freedom to choose an evil. You have a freedom to choose a khair. You have freedom to choose a good. Which this is why in Islam, ikhtiyar came from the word khair, which means good. So we are free to choose this way or other way, and because of that, we are responsible. Because if you don't have freedom to choose by your own will, then how can you be responsible? So if when I talk with somebody who does not share with my religion, I appreciate his thoughts, I can listen to him, I disagree with him, and also he has right to disagree with me, but I also feel that I am enriched by talking to him, because he is giving me chance to check my faith, my faith, and to strengthen my argument against those who are trying to confuse me and to challenge my argument. So God has created all humanity, خَلَقْنَاكُمْ مِنْ ذَكْرٍ وَأُنْثَى, female and male, so that we may know each other, and we may know, teach each other, and we may learn from each other.
Before, a couple more points before we come to an end. We know that for a long time, you know, the creator of the heavens and earth, in the verbatim word of God, the Quran, tells us to be united. We have the Quran, unchanged, tamper-free, tamper-proof for 1,400 years. It's been there, preserved, memorized by millions. It's a living miracle. And we have the way, the sunnah, of the last and final messenger sent to mankind. So we hold fast to that, and we strive our best to be committed to it. Now, you've heard us being called Mohammedans at one time. Oh, those are the Turks. Oh, it's all these names and labels being put up. And the media trying to divide. And you've heard a new term coming up. It's called some Weebi, Wabi, Wahhabi, Shabi, something like that. Have you heard this term? Can you clarify? Have you heard this also, this term? And what is this all about?
Well, it's just...
How do you say Weebi? Shibi? Wahhabi?
This is very complicated question to answer. But...
Is there such a thing?
What... If you want to be straightforward,
yeah,
you do your way straightforward. There are different people who see different things. So I am not obsessed, or I'm not. I don't have time to think about all these kind of different names of different people.
We're Muslim, right?
For myself, I know that I am Muslim.
We're Muslim.
And I know what it means. But at the same time, I am Bosniak. Mm-hmm. So we have multiple identities. I am at the same Muslim, Bosniak, Bosnian, European, and you name it. Then I can associate to my village, to my town, and all this. But what is important that it is each of these identities that are clear in your mind. Mm-hmm. So they are not excluding each other. Mm-hmm. They are inclusive. So you have different identities, multiple identities, but each identity you put priority. Some put religion, some put nationality, some put ethnicity, some put, mazhab, different school teaching and so on. What is important that you do not become aggressive,
no aggression.
That you don't become exclusive, that you don't endanger other people, and you don't provoke other people by your identities. But you take this as something which is yours, and then you love your identities, but you respect the identities of others. And therefore, it is not anything particular about Muslims to have different opinions about all other religions, cultures, traditions. And as we said, as we are told in, by the a tradition that ikhtilafu ummati rahmah, the differences of my ummah is a mercy, is something that should give us the creativity and competition in good deeds and so on and so on. So we cannot have unified the world, because if God wanted, he could create us to be one in everything, one religion, one color, one this, but he created us so colorful, mm-hmm. so different. So we have to enjoy this diversity in the unity.
So there's no such thing as a Mohammedan?
There's no such thing.
I've heard you say this in an interview. So there's no such thing as this name, and people shouldn't call each other names. I shouldn't call you a name. You shouldn't call me a name. We should be loving, kind, merciful toward each other.
Absolutely.
But we shouldn't divide each other. So there's no such thing as a Wahhabi.
Yeah.
There's no such thing.
Well, you see, there are some people.
I heard you say before that there isn't.
Who are giving labels of different kinds. So I don't want to get into this mess, if you like.
It's a mess.
I just want to say that for those who want to know about Islam and Muslims, that there is only one legitimate name for all of us, and that is Muslim. The one who was called first time in the history was Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. So we are I am a Muslim in the sense of the not national sense, but in the sense that I am willingly and peacefully submitting or obeying or listening to the will of God. And this is what is the meaning of my understanding of my religion and being a Muslim.
So we're ones who have submitted to the will of God. Was Jesus a Muslim? Abraham was a Muslim. You mentioned Abraham, Prophet Muhammad, all these messengers was ones who submitted to the will of God.
Anyone who is peacefully submitting himself to the will of God, we can call him by a general meaning a Muslim.
So we're Muslim.
And the whole universe is a Muslim, because the whole universe is submitted to the will of God. And the universe, the laws, the physical laws that God has put into the function, these physical laws are functioning taw'an and awkarhan, willingly or unwillingly, by God's will. So the whole universe is a Muslim in the sense of a peaceful or submission to the will of God, because in the final analysis, our beginning comes from God, and we will return to God, all of us, whether we know it or not.
Closing comments and suggestions for all the millions who are tuning in to the Deen Show, and for our brothers in humanity, any closing comments and suggestions that you have for humanity?
May God bless you all and give you the will for peaceful submission to God's mercy and blessings.
May God Almighty, the Creator Allah, reward you for being
with us.
Thank
you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
And thank you for tuning in to another episode on The Deen Show. And we had our special guest, Grand Mufti of Bosnia. And that's the message. We're all Muslims. We're ones who have submitted to the will of God. You could be a Muslim. Jesus was a Muslim. Abraham was a Muslim. Noah was a Muslim. The Son is a Muslim. All of the things around you that are submitted to God are Muslims. So you can call us right here, 1-800-662-ISLAM. If you like what we had to say, send us your feedback, your comments. To get a free copy of the verbatim Word of God, call us 1-800-662-ISLAM. And visit us here every week on The Deen Show. Don't forget to pick up the new Dunya to Deen. And we'll see you next time, God willing. Until then, peace be to you.
This is The Deen Show. This is The Deen Show. This is The Deen Show.
This
Bismillah, Alhamdulillah, Assalamu alaikum, greetings of peace to everybody. How are you? You come to get some food for the soul. You've been replete with everything else, but it's not satisfying the soul. Money can't buy that happiness. It won't bring you peace, not even a six pack of peace. You can't buy it.
This is the Dean's.